Flatland Cavalry, they have established themselves as a band to be reckoned with in the Texas Red Dirt scene. The depth of their debut album, Humble Folks, caught a lot of people by surprise when the guys released it back in 2016. Then their follow-up, Homeland Insecurity, out in 2019, really cemented the Lubbock-based band's spot in Texas. And Cleto Cordero, frontman of Flatland Cavalry, on with us tonight. Cleto, how you doing, man?
I'm doing really well, man. It's good to hear from you. It's been a while.
It's been so long. I didn't even look to see how long, but it's probably been a couple years.
I know, man. I remember just wandering into your place on radio tour like several years ago, and we just hit it off right off the bat. I mean, I'd listened to your show back in, you know, when I was living in Midland.
Yes.
And catching that block of Texas music, and I was a fan of what you do, and so it's good to get to catch up with you again, man, over all this time.
Awesome. I appreciate that. You've got a lot going on. Flatland Cavalry has a lot going on. Personally, you've had a lot going on as well. We're going to dive into new music, new album, Marriage. Cleto Cordero of Flatland Cavalry, my guest tonight on Radio Texas Live. We've got more with Cleto coming up. Cleto Cordero of Flatland Cavalry hanging out with us tonight. And pretty much, I'm sure pretty much everybody that's listening knows, you and Caitlin Butts made it official. You tied the knot several months ago now.
October 3rd of 2020. Yeah,
you guys are old married couple now. How's it going? And you moved to Nashville.
It's good.
How's that treating you guys?
It's good, man. We moved out here, took a leap of faith, and we moved out here and, you know, kind of get more familiar with the songwriting and just kind of get immersed in the culture of, you know, other creatives and stuff, you know, making art. And so it's good, man. We got a little place here in East Nashville, a little place to hang our hats whenever we're not on the road. And so
that's a very cool hat you are wearing right now, by the way. What's it say?
Thank you, man.
Oh, Branson, yeah. A Branson, Missouri hat.
Digging with a banjo, a fiddle, and a, what's the other thing? No one knows.
Where? Let me see it.
Looks like a guitar. It's a guitar in the center.
Yeah. I think that's a guitar.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, man. So a place to hang this thing, you know, at the end of, of touring and stuff. We've always followed the music wherever it's led us, and it led me out of my mom and dad's house from Midland to Lubbock, and then eventually Lubbock to Fort Worth. And so this is just our next chapter that we're writing, you know, and hopefully can find a place to hang our hats indefinitely in Texas one of these days.
Cleto, you and Caitlin Butts, or Cordero now, you and Caitlin, you've been married for about 8 months. One thing, Cleto Cordero, one thing you didn't know Caitlin does, until you got married, that bothers you. Go.
Great question. And she can probably hear me through the walls, so.
Oh, I got her answer. When she was on, she answered the question easy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Do you need me to play Caitlin's answer about you, for you, for a little inspiration?
Yeah, you can play that.
You want to hear it?
Yes.
He had been here for a week by himself. I found 6 empty beer bottles in the refrigerator.
What?
Not done. And then I found the container that the turkey comes in. He put it in the freezer.
Uh-huh.
Empty, with nothing but, like, it looked like water in the bottom of it or something.
Well, I didn't want the turkey juices to create a mess in the trash can, so I froze them. And then I had to leave because I'm always flying back and forth now. So that's to make me sound less like, all right, things Caitlin does that I didn't know. Caitlin likes to she likes to organize things. Like, they can be perfectly fine, and then she'll come in and, you know, reorganize it a different way, or my stuff will, where I'm used to, where I used to, I think it's going to be, it's gone. So she likes to
reorganize for no reason,
just reorganize stuff and repurpose it. And that's the way her brain works. She likes putting things in little boxes. So mine's probably the exact opposite.
Just spread mess. Everywhere. Just a big mess. I could appreciate it. That was a good answer. I don't think it's going to cause a problem with the Corderos. I think you guys will be stronger because of this. Yes. We're going to dive into Flatland Cavalry's new album, new single as well. But first, let's do Caitlin's recent single, How Lucky Am I, which is a song. It's kind of a cousin song of your song, Honey Wine. Tell us how that happened.
So Caitlin and I met in Stephenville after we had got acquainted in the studio after recording The Life We Work Out. And she went to Larry Joe's place for a songwriter competition. Afterwards, we got invited to an after party, and we got a little tipsy on Honey Wine. And so I was trying to be, you know, a charming gentleman. And I was like, hey, you know, let's make our own songwriting competition, and let's use the word honey wine. I've never even heard of it. So let's do that. And Liz just got to buy the person dinner or something.
That's smooth, man. So that's smooth.
It was smooth. I sent her honey wine a few days later. And then I never thought I was going to get a rebuttal or anything. But a year or two later on Valentine's Day, she played me the song like in person that she had written, and wrote me a little lyric. And it's pretty much, it's like the honey wine, you know, flipped over the other way.
Is this something that you guys, that we can expect more of?
I imagine so, man. I mean, I usually write, you know, about how I feel or how I perceive the world and love and life and all that
Caitlin
stuff.
Caitlin writes
and
about murder.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'm, hopefully I'm not the inspiration to any of her murder songs, but I hope maybe so, you know, that I can be for love songs or all that stuff. But I imagine so. I think the more we both grow as songwriters and storytellers, like, I think it'll come naturally to just collaborate more. And you know, who knows, we might put out like a project our own one day, just her and I doing duets or
nice
something. Yeah.
Here we go. This is Caitlin Butts, How Lucky Am I? We got more with her husband, Cleto Cordero, Flatland Cavalry, coming up. It's Radio Texas Live. Perhaps one of the best lines ever written in a country song. Well, I'm a CPA. I got my BBA from TTU. I crunch numbers in a high-rise, counting barrels of crude. Tall City Blues. Still, Cleto, one of my favorite all-time lines.
Thank you, man.
Do you remember where that when that hit you? Did it come to you all at once?
Yeah, I would drive a lot back in the day. Like my truck was primarily our touring vehicle at the time, and I would write a lot in my mind, if you will. But I would hear certain things, and I heard this one for Tall City Blues, and I'm like, man, I just have to write a song about, you know, where I'm from, Midland, the Tall City. And just that line had just come out to me, like it was just like, it was one of those ones that just kind of flows real naturally, and you don't really have to do anything. You just kind of, you're more listening versus writing.
Like listening to yourself? You mean like you're listening?
Yeah, you're listening to the muse, whatever you want to call it, whatever is feeding you all these lines. That's just like, I'm a CPA. I got my BBA from TTU. And it's just like, man, that's funny, man. I don't know. I haven't heard that many acronyms in a song before back to back, but it felt good. So I just like, let's just do that.
Did that line come while you were working on Tall City Blues, or did that line inspire Tall City Blues?
No, I just think I meditated on all things Tall City Blues and what it made me think about. And my brother's a CPA in Midland, and he's the oil and gas accountant, you know, and I think my brain put all the things together and just thought of him or something. And, you know, I put my little story in there about being from TTU, but I just mostly thought it was fun.
Let's do it. Let's do Tall City Blues, Flatland Cavalry. Cleto Cordero with us. We still got to talk about the new album, and we still got to spin the new single. More with Cleto coming up. It's Radio Texas Live. Cleto Cordero, Flatland Cavalry. I will admit, Cleto, I was kind of hoping you'd still have your mustache tonight.
Mm-hmm. Me too, man. I got rid of it in Key West. I told people I got drunk and lost it. But I ended up just shaving it, man. It'll definitely come back.
Are you going to bring it back? You will bring it back? It's not gone for good?
No, I like it a bunch. Caitlin doesn't like it, but I don't know why women don't like mustaches, but
they have an aversion to facial hair.
It's like special powers.
It does. It feels good. And it was got pretty long too. It got pretty long. It was looking pretty good. But no mustache tonight for Cleto Cordero. You are the final panhandler that I've had on the show. I've had everybody else on the show since you guys launched the Texas Supergroup, the Panhandler. John Bauman, William Clark Green, Josh Abbott, and now Cleto Cordero makes the circle complete. What took you so long? Why are you the final panhandler to come on the show?
Man, I don't know. I guess they save the best for last, I guess. I don't know.
What's going on?
If I have to be arrogant, like a Texas Supergroup.
That's awesome. I like Texas Supergroup. You don't have to say it. I'll say it for you.
Yeah.
Will said he was the best panhandler, though.
Man, Will's funny. It's funny because everyone in their own right has their own personality. And, you know, I'm the youngest guy in the group, so I'm looking up to the others. Like, what can I learn from all these guys? You know what I mean? And songwriting, showmanship, funny jokes and stories. Like, there's amongst all those other three dudes, it's never a dull moment.
If you guys were the Highwaymen, would you be Kris Kristofferson, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, or Willie Nelson?
Okay. Josh to me is like Willie Nelson Will Green is like Waylon Jennings. Josh Abbott is like Johnny Cash. And people are going to be like, what? No, he's not. Blah, blah, blah. This is a fictitious thing.
Right. Obviously, so, he's not Johnny Cash.
John Bauman, maybe Kris Kristofferson. He's the quiet guy.
Because he's shredded?
I would love to be
jacked.
The Willie of the group, buddy.
You're the Willie. I was thinking John Bauman's the Kris Kristofferson because he's shredded.
I've never seen him with the shirt off, man. I can't confirm or deny that statement.
That's what Kris Kristofferson, though. That dude is, he's like 80 years old now and just still jacked.
He's an interesting guy, for sure.
Yes. Cleto Cordero, Flatland Cavalry, on with us. I've mentioned it to the other guys when you first started teasing the panhandlers. You guys didn't really tell us a lot with what you were actually doing. And in the back of my mind, I was really hoping that it was a movie, The Panhandlers, starring the four of you.
That would be awesome.
Would you be up for it?
I would be so up for it. I don't know if I could finance it myself or if it would make a return on him as far as like our bad acting, but I do think it would be entertaining as hell.
That would be awesome.
It would be fun to attempt.
We could watch the old Willie Nelson movies. I mean, there's not great acting going on there. You know?
Well, I know, but dude, it's like, yeah, it's seeing people that you admire or look up to or enjoy what they do, your fans of what they do. Like, to see them in that light is probably just entertaining in and of itself. But do I think we would win Oscars? I can't say because I've never seen any of those guys. I've never seen their acting chops, but they are good BSers. So maybe that's a good prerequisite.
Cleto Cordero, Flatland Cavalry. Let's do some panhandlers. We got more Cleto coming up. The newly married Cleto Cordero, Flatland Cavalry, hanging out with us. Cleto, appreciate you taking some time to hang out, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me again. And it's always good to get to catch up with you. So I don't mind. And I've actually, for those people that didn't know before this, I mean, Buddy pushed back a whole hour because I was shopping at Whole Foods and it took a long time. So thank you for your patience.
Of course. Did you get anything good?
We did. We got two, you know, Whole Foods, man, you can go in there with, oh, I'm just going to get a few things and you end up leaving with the ticket, you know, that's like, so
who does more impulse buying, you or Caitlin?
Caitlin.
Yeah, I figured. All right, the new album is coming out this summer from Flatland Cavalry, and tonight you've decided that you're going to announce the name of the new album without any permissions whatsoever. You're going to announce the name of the new Flatland Cavalry album tonight on Radio Texas Live.
Well, buddy, those are your words quoted, not mine exactly. Maybe your paraphrase, but yes, the new record is called Welcome to Countryland. It's 14 songs, and we recorded them in Nashville at Sound Emporium. And we're beyond proud of how it turned out. And we're really excited for people to hear it because, you know, we're talking a bit off there about how COVID was such a bummer and everything. But in my mind's eye, it's like COVID kind of reset everybody in a way, like the way that everyone was living and going about their lives. You know, next thing you know, we get pulled off the road, have nothing else to do. Well, let's get to work. You know, we start writing this next project and people have been so generous and kind, supportive, tuning into our live streams, throwing a few bucks in the hat, and really helped keep us afloat over the pandemic. And the songs mean a lot to us, and we hope that they mean a lot to all you guys listening out there. It's a little something for everybody, I believe.
Cleto, your new album, Welcome to Countryland, Flatland Cavalry, it'll be out in July, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. Well, let's do it. Debut the brand new single. It is titled Some Things Never Change. You might have got a taste of it on Flatland socials earlier this week. Anything you want to tell us about this song before we spin it?
Yeah, it's just a tune I wrote with a gal named Ava Sapelsa here in Nashville, and it's about two people that run into each other at a concert, and they've have a history together, and amidst all the lights and the smoke and everything, and you know, all the conversations that run through your mind and in that particular scenario. And it's just a fun, upbeat, you know, summer, roll the windows down, kind of jamming song. So
let's spin it. It's Flatland Cavalry, brand new music. Some Things Never Change. Be on the lookout. The new album from Flatland out in July. Welcome to Countryland. Cleto, man, thank you so much for your time. It's always good catching up with you.
Hey, likewise, buddy. It's good to see you, man, and take care until next time.
Awesome.